Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Lattering 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory and to share with the body of Christ the words, the dreams, the messages, and the warnings that I have received. While praying before this video, I heard in my spirit about praying that everyone who hears this video would get and receive a greater anointing to hear from the Holy Spirit. And so that's what I'm praying right now, is that as you listen to this video, that the Holy Spirit would come and minister to you, and that you would receive a greater anointing to hear His voice. What I'd like to share with you today is three quick warnings that I have received, as well as a message. And in this message, the Lord reveals what the three judgments are that I had posted a couple of weeks ago. The Lord had given me a message that three judgments were coming, but He didn't specifically say what those three judgments were. And now in this message, He identifies which ones they are. And if you haven't already seen that video, I will put a link down below so you can watch it. Okay, so let me go ahead and start now with these three warnings. The first one I received on April 25th of 2023, and I was woken up in the middle of the night and I heard this. I heard empty cargo container. I'll say it again. Empty cargo container. Now I believe that this is a warning that we're going to once again see the supply chain broken or supply chain problems, and that the Lord is warning us to continue to get the things that you might need in case there is a shortage. And that includes everything from food or medicines, first aid, whatever you pray about. Ask the Lord to show you if there's certain things that He will lead you to prepare for, because there is going to be a supply chain problem coming again. I believe that's what this warning was about, though I'm never given the time frame, brothers and sisters, and most of you who follow my videos know that. But these are warnings for His people to get prepared. Foremost, get prepared spiritually and get right with the Lord so you can hear His voice and He can show you what you should be doing right now. Okay, the next one I want to bring to you is I received this on the 5th of May of 2023. And I woke up to this word, this warning. I heard war in the UK. War in the UK. This doesn't need a lot of explanation or interpretation, but we are to be praying for peace. We're to be praying. I believe that the Lord does not want war, though unfortunately with man, you know, we're always in, the world is always somehow, there's wars brewing everywhere. But this was a specific one, warning about what's happening, what could happen in the UK. So please, let's pray for our brothers and sisters in the UK and pray for their protection. And the last one, warning, I got on the 22nd of May 2023, and this is what I heard. Again, the Lord woke me up in the middle of the night, and I heard this. Hold on to your hat, Florida. And then I heard hurricane. I'll say it again. Hold on to your hat, Florida. And then I heard hurricane. Now, I at first thought that this warning was concerning a hurricane that's coming to Florida, a physical hurricane, that is. And it could be. I don't know. I didn't hear anything else. But the more I thought about it and prayed about it, it also could mean that there is a storm brewing in Florida. And it could be not necessarily a physical storm. Storms in dreams and things can signify trouble, adversity, spiritual oppositions, problems. So storms can mean a lot of different things. So we don't know if the Lord was pointing to an actual storm or a storm that with Florida, something happening that's not good. So once again, I'm giving these warnings so I can pass them on to you all so we can be praying. So let's be also praying for our brothers and sisters in Florida. Now let's go ahead and start with the message that I received. I received this message on the 16th of May. And again, this is a message where the Lord actually tells what those three judgments are that I received a couple weeks ago. The message that there's three judgments coming upon America, and now he identifies what those are. So I'm going to go ahead and read that to you, and then I will end with a couple scriptures that the Lord has placed in my heart that go along with this message. All of this will be in my blog, a transcript of it, and that link is down below in the description box, so go check it out after this video. Here's the message. War, famine, and a financial planned collapse is on the horizon. These are the three judgments. These are the three seals. And I'll say it again. War, famine, and a financial planned collapse is on the horizon. These are the three judgments. These are the three seals. Prepare the best that you can and leave the rest to me, for I will assist my own. Do not let fear overtake you. Do not let worry overtake you. I take care of the birds of the field. How much more my beloved children? While the rest of the world runs around seeking their own provisions, my children come to the Father for their help. They are at peace, for they know who they believe in. Their faith will carry them through as they trust in me. Though the flesh perishes, the true self remains and will find a home with me or with my enemy. I long for all to be with me into eternity. So pray for those around you that their eyes will be opened to truth and that they would call upon me. I call and call. I knock and knock, but few answer because they are so caught up with their daily lives and have so much noise pollution that they cannot hear my voice. Put away your devices and come and commune with me in the secret place. You will then be greatly rewarded. Time will come to a close and eternity will begin, for time will be no more. Though your finite mind cannot comprehend the concept of a timeless existence, it will be a glorious thing. Forever young, no more corruption in your body or around you. Sin will be done away with, so there will be no more decay. The life that everyone seeks will be found within my kingdom. But it grieves me that most won't choose it, even though it is there for the asking. For those who are mine, keep hope alive within yourself, for I come soon. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's the end of the message. And I found that was a very encouraging message for the body of Christ. Now I want to end with three scriptures. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And then Matthew 6:31-33 says, therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. And then the last one, Matthew 7:7. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be open to you.